Gee, any question? Rowley. Rowley.
Book two, Owls.
The owl. How did we arrive there? First, for your information, the Farsi class is at page 430. So they are 30 pages ahead of
it. Behind.
But they thought I started from somewhere that we haven't left yet. We have been skipping something. That's not the case. I believe we did some part of it twice. I repeated it. Doesn't matter. I go back and repeat it because there is no rush. There's down to understand it. Let's go back to the beginning of those two slaves. In this book is page, the verse is 840, I think. We start from there. Judy. Any of you, do you prefer to start reading it again, or you want me to talk about it? Reading it again. You volunteer. Read it. That's how it goes.
How the king made a trial of the two slaves whom he had recently purchased.
Means what? Means what? Means you people, how should you treat two parts of you which are your slave because they work for you and you recently are going to have them because I'm going to introduce them to you. You have these two slaves in you and how should you treat them? Means I do a dissectomy. I divide you to two pieces. And how should you deal with these two pieces? How? You give me the answer before going to the reading. How should you really treat, what should you do with these two slaves which we are going to introduce to you?
When one thinks of the other?
One must become your favorite.
Simpler. Don't jump ahead. I started from the beginning.
Sorry.
Right from the beginning. I'm going to tell you, listen to me. You're not one. You're not. Two of the slaves which serve you, really, one is your form. Your bodily existence, your real stuff, to me, the animal part, right? There is another one, your essence, your meaning, the one that is not touchable, visible, simple, like this machine, that one, okay? When I tell you you are these two pieces, what should you do? First, to know them. Know them. Let me tell you, what are these? Because I said form, and if you are a formalist, what did you understand from form? Nonsense. You went to formalism as a branch of thinking, blah, 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 blah. That's not what I mean. I say the essence. What do you think about the essence?
It's the meaning.
You don't know what the essence is. Because these are very vague terms. used by all different people in different space and places, right? We are not here to play the game of word and blah, blah, blah. We are here to understand. Understand what? Are you here to understand what? Please do this. I say, I want to know what is this? What is this? Why am I here? This is what you should understand first. Isn't it? Whatever you do later, we talk about throwing this away, hanging on to something else. But first you should know this. We started with this. Remember, book one, we talked only about this. Did we say something about the holy space in book one? We talked about me falling in love with my brain, starting the superficial observation, and like a good animal being jealous and self-centered. Then, in this state of hopelessness, there is hope. Hope is in love. But love is not logical. Love is not something you understand. Love is something that you should believe that it's there. That's it. You have a lot of silly questions. Namely, why and how? Both are silly. Because first of all, when this why gets different. Have you seen this simple question, why? Sometimes it goes very deep, very, very deep. And in that depth, your brain is incapable of understanding that reason. It's that complicated. And how? How could I explain it to you that you don't know almost nothing about the existence? Put them aside. Be ready to learn something else. What is that? First, you should quit one worst attitude of yours. Was? Not to play the harp. Not to try to make people like you. Try to be likable to the truth. Because you have to try you through you. Not this fake one. You make the fake one. You understand that you imitate. You do a lot of stuff that you learn to do. What is you, you? That's what we want to talk about, okay? So, first thing first. Let's see what the two slaves are about. Read.
Bought two slaves cheap and conversed with one of the two. He found him quick-witted and answering sweetly. What issues from the sugar lips? Sugar water. Man is concealed underneath his tongue. This tongue is the curtain over the gate of the soul. When a gust of wind has rolled out the curtains, the secret of the interior of the house is disclosed to us.
What happened to the slave? Nothing. He's forgotten. Because he's not the subject, remember? That's an example. What is the subject? You. Don't forget. Here we're talking about you, right? Okay. Who are you? We know he's is the four, right? So this is your four, which does what? Just by opening the mouth, everything is visible. Means you open your mouth and everybody could know who you are. Not this mouth. This, because you are saying something with your four. With your four, you express something, right? And you think it's very good, right, isn't it? Because we behave in a civilized manner, look at us, we learned it and all, blah, blah, blah. It's no different than the monkeys. They do the same within themselves, don't they? They make faces. They impress each other. This is you four. So, you are hidden underneath your form, but your form talks. So, do not believe in that secret me inside which is running the show. Yes, if there are some kids, little kids sitting around, they will believe that Muppet show you are giving out. But is that important to you? Or the real humans, they look at you and they know this is a show. Because the mouth will give it up. Do not believe in that secrecy. Because a clever person will see it in a glimpse, looking at your face, will read all. Which one of these is important for you, that ignorant fellow or this one? If you want to be good, this is what you should attend to. Yes.
Whether in that pouch there are pearls or wheat, a treasure of gold, or whether all is snakes and scorpions, or